This is Figuring It Out, a podcast by Pool House New York and hosted by me, Andrew. In this podcast, we're going to dig a little deeper on the topics we discuss on Instagram. I hope you tag along for the ride. I have a feeling it's going to be a good one. Hey, everyone. So I'm back at it with another podcast. And today I wanted to talk about imagination. I wanted to elaborate on my post about imagine the unimaginable. And that post was originally inspired from a quote that I read by Mary Oliver, and it went something along the lines of, keep your heart open to the unimaginable. And after reading that quote, I was really moved by it, and I deeply connected with it. Because it's something that I wholeheartedly agree. I think it's incredibly important to flex the muscle of imagination, to train ourselves to do that, even when maybe the world tells us that's not possible. And that's where I think the unimaginable part comes in. Things are only unimaginable because someone says it is. The world says it is, your friends, doesn't really matter. Just someone says it is. Maybe that someone is even you. Because everything at a certain point was unimaginable. Take the chair you're sitting on, for instance. There was once a time where we didn't have chairs. The world didn't even know what that was until someone came along one day and thought that maybe we should have chairs. And maybe at first they didn't intend to make a chair, but somewhere along the way, that's what they made, and now the world has chairs. And I think that's important, to be able to imagine something that doesn't exist yet. Being able to imagine something that maybe the world tells you it doesn't need or it's not going to work. Because by having that imagination at the outskirts, it gives you the conviction to keep going, on your journey of making things and eventually stumbling upon something that was more beautiful than you ever intended at first. For instance, Pool House. So I haven't gone too much into the details of how I started Pool House. I haven't elaborated a lot on that, but before I started Pool House, I was actually an attorney. I was a corporate finance attorney living in New York City. And it came to a point where I just didn't want to be a lawyer anymore. And that's when I started Pool House. At first, it was a clothing company, essentially, and I was planning to make content on social media in order to get the clothing company started. But then somewhere along the way, it turned into art and poetry and something more beautiful than a clothing company ever could have been. But it was so important in the beginning for me to imagine something, to imagine anything, even despite the naysayers, because when I started Pool House, I don't think a lot of people believed in me. Some of my friends didn't even believe me when I told them I quit being a lawyer to start a clothing company on Instagram. And I mean, who's to blame them? It's kind of a crazy thing to say, you know? I spent X amount of years trying to be an attorney and then I'm throwing it away or deciding not to do that anymore in order to do something else. By no means do I think I was throwing away the experience of being an attorney, because I learned a lot in that. Things that I will keep with me for the rest of my life. Things that nobody can ever take away from me. But that's how a lot of people viewed it. They thought I was throwing away that past. And, you know, I'll be the first to admit that sometimes that was discouraging. But I still kept steadfast on the vision I had. I kept steadfast on the thing I imagined Pool House to be. I kept imagining, I kept envisioning the thing I was making, even though it didn't exist yet, even though people told me it could never exist. I kept moving forward and kept trying to pursue that. And it's turned into something completely different than a clothing company, and I'm so happy it did. But when I look back, it was so important for me to imagine in detail what it could be, you know, for me to imagine this amazing clothing company that I wanted to make, because it gave me the persistence and it gave me the drive to keep going when at some points a rational person wouldn't have kept going, whether it was because of the naysayers or whether it was because of the practicality of it all. It was that imagination that kept things going. It was that imagination that made the unimaginable, the things that were unimaginable to other people, become real. And that's the point I wanted to drive home. And that's why that quote with Mary Oliver resonated so much with me. It is so true to keep your heart open to the unimaginable. Keep your heart open to the things the world tells you can never be. Because everything around us was once something that never was. So I hope you go out there and you make the unimaginable be. I hope you go out there and you make things, even if people tell you you're crazy. Because the best things in life were made by the crazy ones. I know that's probably an Apple commercial or something. I bet they've used that line before, but I think there's a lot of truth in it. I think that the best things were made by people who were told that those things were impossible, that those things weren't possible for them or for the world. And if I could wish one thing, it would be that despite all that, despite all the naysayers, we keep imagining and we keep going and we imagine things that are not, that don't exist yet. Because if we're lucky, one day we'll make something better than we ever imagined. We'll make something that might surprise us, that might make us smile, and that might make other people smile too. And I think there's nothing more beautiful than that. So that's what I want to leave you on. I want to remind you to keep imagining. Keep imagining what is not. And keep doing it a whole lot.